Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kufches, and we are at the Mishnah, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shleima ben Chaya Lea and Yisrael ben Adina. So we're moving along in Perakol HaBasar, discussing halachos related to basar v'chalav. So the topic of Perak Kol HaBasar are the laws of basar v'chalav. Less two dafin involved some digression related to laws of mayim harishonim, mayim achronim, netilas yodayim, tfilas yodayim, a little bit of divrei agada. In today's daf, we are very, very much going to return to the regular program, which is the halachos of taruvos bichlal and basar b'chalav b'frat. Says the Mishnah, tsoirer adam basar ugvina b'mitpachas achas. A person's allowed to take a piece of meat and a piece of cheese and wrap them together in a mitpachas, in some sort of towel. You just have to make sure that they're not going to touch each other. So if somebody is traveling, let's say, and he needs to carry with him basar and gvino, he could put them in the same mitpachas. He just has to make sure that there's a little hefsek between the two, they're not allowed to touch each other. Rav Shimon Gamliel said another halacha. Shnei achsanoim, two guests, oichlan al shulchan echad, are allowed to eat on the same table if they're staying at an inn. Ze basar ve ze gvino. The one person's allowed to eat basar, the other person's allowed to eat gvina, and they don't have to be concerned. What don't they have to be concerned about? That maybe if they're eating together on the same shulchan, the person eating the basar will end up taking from the gvina, the person eating the gvina will end up taking from the basar, and will violate the laws of basar v'chalav. And oh, by the way, this was a Mishnah that we saw on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. It's a Mishnah that we saw right at the beginning of the Perek. V'asal lahalois ima gvina ala shulchan. They now let eat basar and gvina together on a shulchan. But over here, where it's two different people that are eating, and they're shnei achsen noim, we'll see in the Gemara what the significance of that is, it's Dafk in that case, that it's going to be okay. Either way, the Mishnah said two halachas, a resha and a seifa, both very basic halachas related to the laws of basar v'chalav. The first halacha, a person's allowed to wrap basar and gvina together in the same mitpachas, he just has to make sure they don't touch. Another halacha, two guests are allowed to sit at the same table, eat their respective meals, even though one person's eating basar, the other person's eating gvina. So as it relates to the first halacha, tsoirer adam basar ugvina b'mitpachas achas, ubevad shalayu noigin zebeze. Says the Gemara, v'chi noigeya zebeze mahava. Who cares if it touches? I mean, the Mishnah says, just make sure they don't touch. And if they touch, what's the issue? Tsoinen b'tsoinen hu. It sounds like from the Mishnah, the basar is tsoinen, and the gvina is tsoinen. Now, if you have two foods that are each tsoinen, even if they touch each other, but there's no way for there to be any bliyos and pleitos. There's no chemical reaction that's going to occur that's going to cause some of the basar to go to the gvina and some of the gvina to go to the basar. So the Gemara says, who cares if the basar and the gvina are touching? At the end of the day, they're tzoyin. Meaning, bishloima, if the Mishnah would have said this halacha regarding where it's chamin, that's already a very important halacha. But from the Mishnah, it sounds like even where it's tzoyinim, there's a din. Ubevat shloyu noigin zebezeh, says the Gemara, if it's tzoyinim b'tzoyinim, why would that even be an issue? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, I'll tell you why. Because ne'ed deklipa leibai, hadacha mi leibai, it's true the only time for there to be real blias and pleitos is if the food is hot. There we say, because of the heat that exists, there's a little bit of basar that would go to the gvina, a little bit of gvina that would go to the basar. And that would require a whole shulchan aruch, literally, of how you're supposed to deal with it. Kidei klipa, remove a layer of it, sometimes the entire thing is asar. When two things are tzoinin and they touch, all those halachas don't apply, because you're not worried about blias. But you know what you are worried about? Maybe there's a little bit of meat that is sitting on the surface of the gvina. There's a little bit of gvina that's sitting on the surface of meat. That is a real concern. And the way you address that concern is by just washing the basar and washing the gvina. Here's the point. To the extent that the basar and the gvina would touch each other, even though there'd be no halacha of klipa, etc., but there would be halacha of hadacha, and it's for that reason the Mishnah says that if you want to put basar and gvina b'metpachas achas, you can. Make sure they're not touching, because if they touch, you may end up eating without, not without klipa, but maybe without hadacha, that would be a violation of the laws of basar v'chalav, and it's for that reason the Mishnah said, this is something you have to be concerned about. The second part of the Mishnah was, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, two achsanoim are allowed to eat on the same table, ze basar, ze gvina, ve in choshen. You don't have to be concerned that one may end up taking from the other's food and vice versa, and be over the iser of basar v'chalav. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rami, Amar Shmuel. Rav Chanan bar Rami said the name of the great Shmuel. Lo yishanu. The only time the halach of the Mishnah is true that two achsanam are allowed to sit at the same table is elosh ein makirin zeh. It's only if they don't know each other. Avo makirin zeh. If they know each other, aser. Then it's going to be aser. If they don't know each other, then it would be very socially awkward to ask the person that you're sitting with, you mind passing your fries, right? That's probably not something you're going to do. But if they know each other, they're haimish, balaz. And in that situation, the halacha of the Mishnah would not be true. It would actually be asa. Tanya namiyachi, a braisa that supports what Shmuel said. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Beis achsanoim, two guests, and it's archulu punagachod, that both arrived in one inn. Zeb bominat sofim, zeb bominat doroim. One came from the north, the other came from the south. Zeb bominatasoim, zeb bominatasoim. One person came with a piece of meat, and the other person came with a piece of cheese. Oichon al shulchan echad, they're let eat on the same table. Zeb basav is like vino. He could eat his meat. He could eat his cheese. Ve'en choyshneshen. And you don't have to be worried. Hit the pause button for 1 second. This braisa is Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha in our Mishnah. But there's one tosefis in the braisa that you didn't have in the Mishnah. And what was it? It's the drama. But the drama is making a point. The case was where there were two achsanam that came to Punta Gachod. He came from the tzofa and he came from the darim. What's the significance of that? They don't know each other. He lives up north. He lives down south. It's then and only then that the halacha is that they're allowed to eat ve'en choshishen. If, however, they were two achsanam that were makirinoy son, then already it would be aser, which was exactly what Shmuel said. So again, in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, two achsanam are allowed to eat at the same table. Ze basav ze'gvin ve'en choshishen. Two achsanam sounds a little bit like they don't know each other, but I don't know, maybe they're two achsanam that do know each other. Shmuel said, no, it's tafka if they don't know each other. Tanya namiyachi, the Braisa seems to say it a lot more mefurish. Zeb bamanatzof and zeb bamanadarim, l'chur is coming to teach me the halacha of Shmuel. The Braisa continues, and the Braisa said, v'lo yasru ela b'tficha achas. The only time it's aser, the only time it's ever aser, for two people to sit together on the same table and to eat, is if it's betvisa achas, which literally sounds like Rashi says krach echad. They're in one bundle. It's in that situation that you would ever have the iser. Says the Gemara, tvisa achas ol kadaitach. Could it be that the only time it's going to be aser is if it's in tvisa achas? What's the kasha? Rashi says if it's betvisa achas, then even if it's not two people sitting on the same table, even if you would only have the basar, you'd only have the gvina. Once the basar was betvisa achas with the gvina, or the gvina was betvisa achas with the basar, at that point each one individually would be aser, like we saw in the resha of the Mishnah. Tzair adam basar gvina. To the extent that they're betvisa achas, it would mean lechura that they're touching, and if that's the case, it would anyways be aser to eat it. So the Gemara says, "Alo ke'ein tvisa achas." What we mean when we say that the only time it's aser for these two people to sit at the table is not if it's betvisa achas, because then it would be aser even if you have one without the other. But it's dafka nogeya where it's ke'ein tvisa achas. So they're not literally touching, but they are somewhat on some serving plate. Maybe it's in that case, and only in that case, it's going to be aser. What's the point of this halacha? If there is some sort of mechitza between the two people that are eating, in that instance, this halacha is not going to apply. So it's a very important caveat. The only time this iser is prevalent is if it's ke'ein tvisa achas. But if it's not ke'ein tvisa achas, it's not going to be an issue. Amar Rav Yemer bar Shlamiel Abay. Shnei achin. What happens if you have two brothers? Umakbidim zelze. But they don't particularly like each other. Mahu. What's the halacha? Could they sit at the same table and eat, one person basa, one person gvina? What's the shaila? So if you have two strangers that are sitting at a table, this person is going to eat basa, this person's going to eat gvina, it's going to be okay. If there are two people that know each other, then it's not going to be okay. What would be if you have two people that know each other, but don't particularly care about each other? What would be the halacha there? Would it be mutter or would it be asner? So Rav Yemer bar Shlamya asked this question to Abaya. Amaleis, Abaya told him, it has to be asner. You know why? Because if it's going to be mutter, Yemer, people are going to say, and this is an expression, kol asarikin asurin, Vesrike Baisos Mutarin. Now, the source of this expression is the Gemara Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses, Rashi brings it on the top of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, a halacha that says that if somebody makes matzah for Pesach, you're not allowed to make pictures in the matzah. You can't engrave these different pictures. The reason is because it may take time for you to do it, and during that time, the dough may rise, and your matzah may end up becoming chametz. So as a shmira, a protection, not to violate the isra of chametz, so Chazal said, don't make srikin, don't make these pictures. The Gemara over there says that there was a baker, his name was Baisus, and he had some technology where you were able to make pictures in the matzah, and you were able to do it very, very quickly. And the Chachamim discussed whether or not Baisus is an exception to the rule. Maybe because he makes these pictures so quickly, so there's no chash that it's going to come lidei chametz, so maybe it'll be okay. And there was a tshuva written by the Amoraim, and this is what they said. It has to be aser. You know why? Because otherwise people are going to say, all the srikin are aser, and the srikin Baisus is mutter. If you make a halacha and you want it to stick, you have to enforce it in a loyplug way. And it's for that reason, they said that even the srike baisus was aser. So says the Gemara, being that two brothers usually are not makpid and zalzeh, and therefore they would not be able to eat at the same table as Ebal Bebasav as Ebal Begvina. Says for that reason, it has to always be aser. Why are we talking about chametz? We're just borrowing an expression from there. But the Gemara says, Olutamech, according to you, that we always apply this rule of kol asrikin asurim, usrike baises mutarim. It's not just the unique halach in ilchas chametz, but we're going to take it from chametz and we're going to schlep it, literally drag it so far all the way to Mesechtes Chulin. Well, had Amr Asi, Amr Rabbi Yoichan. Rabbi Asi, send the name of Rabbi Yoichan. Mishain lo yelo chalok echon. If somebody has only one shirt, you're allowed to wash in a cholamayit. So the halacha is you're not allowed to do laundry on cholamayit, right? Why can't you do the wash on cholamayit? Because we're afraid that if you could do it on cholamayit, people will not do it before yontif, and they'll end up coming into yontif improperly. For the same reason, you're not allowed to take a haircut or shave on cholamayit. The Eilu Megalchin, the name of the third parak of Masechta is Maikot, and it's all because of Gzeira that you may rely on cholamayit, and you may not take care of business prior to Yontif. So it's to protect COVID Yontif. Chazal said, don't do these things. So you know a week is coming now where I can't do the laundry, I can't shave, etc., etc. You're going to make sure to take care of business prior. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody has only one chaluk, then it's okay. He's allowed to be mechabesed on cholamayit. Fake the Gemara. Why are you not worried? Yoimru, people are going to say, kol asrikin asurin, usrike baisis mutarin. If there's a general principle that says that when the Chachamim institute a gzera, loy plug, and the source is from the srike baisos, that halach and hilchis matzah, well, if that's the case, so how come when it comes to the laws of cholamayit, we don't say that? In other words, what the Gemara is arguing is that yushtelling to Hilchis Matzah to tell me that we make a loy plug, and therefore Shnei Achin Hamakpidin Ze Al Ze. That loch is going to be, it's still going to be us, even though in Svarah it should be Mutter. I'm proving to you that you don't always say that. You don't always Shteltzu Srike Baisos. Vaharaya, when it comes to being Mechabes, do the laundry on Cholamayit, although generally speaking it's aser, but the proverbial srike baisus over there is actually mutter. See, Snida, you don't always say that it's going to be aser. And for the Gemara, no, there's a distinction. Hasam over there, Amma Mabravashi. Mabravashi already explained the reason that Chazal were okay with the person that has Chalok Echa doing the kibbutz on Chalul Shamayit. And the reason is because Ezuroi Meichiach Alav, because his belt is going to be nicker. So Rashi says, this is a little bit of a mitzias, that shirts, these chaluks, had some sort of belt. If somebody had multiple shirts, so when he would wash his shirt, he would remove the belt. If somebody only had one shirt, so might as well just leave the belt in and just wash it that way. It's not like you're taking it off and putting it on your other shirt. So they would just wash it together. It's nicker to the bystander. And these sugis, they're not such innocent bystander. We always say he's a big yenta, this guy, whoever he is. So it's nicker to that guy that this person only has one shirt. Where's the nicker? Because he has the azer inside. It's for that reason, Chazal said, I'm not so worried that if we're going to allow this person to wash his clothing, other people are going to wash it as well, because people are going to chop. This guy only has one shirt, the other guy has a whole wardrobe. You know how they're going to see it? Because Ezurai is going to be Mechia Chala. However, as it relates to Shnei Achim HaMakbid and Zerzer, there you're not going to have any way of knowing they like each other, they don't like each other. It's for that reason, Chazal felt that's a better tzushtel to the Srike Baisos, and it's for that reason they said that just like the Srike Baisos Chazal said was also, this has to be also as well. If you have a Hoychacha Gemura that it's Chalog, then Chazal were willing to make a distinction and go away from the general rule of Loi Plog. If you don't have such a Hoychacha, then we are not going to say that. Either way, this concludes the first portion of today's daf, by far the lighter portion of today's daf. So as it relates to the balance of today's daf. So Chulin Daf Kufches is a daf that requires an asterisk next to it, as it's daf that's learned in yeshiva. When you learn Chulin Daf Kufches in yeshiva, you spend at least a month, that was in my days, at least a month on this daf. A lot of the lumdis of Taruvis and Abbas of Chalav, Chanan, is all playing itself out right here on this Gemara. And without further ado, one of the more lumdisha, certainly one of the more yeshivisha dafin in Shas. Zok to Mishnah, Tipas Chalav, Shanafal ala Chaticha. So somebody had a pot of meat, and a little bit, a tipa of Chalav fell on top of one of the chaticha's basa that was inside this ketera. If there's enough chalav relative to the chaticha for it to be nois in tam, meaning there isn't 60 times of basar keneged the chalav, the halacha is aser. This chaticha's basar that has a little bit of chalav in it is now going to be aser. What would be if near a kedera, if the second the tipas chalav fell on top of the basar, the person immediately took his mishur and he stirred the chalant, he stirred the pot. So then what we say happened is the chalav didn't just land on top of this chaticha basar, it ended up immersing itself in the entire kedera. So the halacha is a miyeshba benoisin tam ba'oisin kedera aser. Then only if there's enough chalav in proportion to the kedera for it to be nice and tam in the entire kedera is the halacha that it's going to be aser. If, however, you don't have enough for it to aser, in that case, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, if the tipas chalav falls on top of the chatichas, if basar, so then when you're trying to determine whether there is tam or there's not tam, so you're going to look at the tipas chalav relative to the chatichas basar. If, however, the tipas chalav would fall into the entire kedera, so then you wouldn't look at it as tipas chalav relative to the chatichas basar, rather you look at the tipas chalav relative to the entire kedera, right? To everything that's going on in the pot. Says the Mishnah, that second way of looking at it would be true, even if it landed on one chaticha, but then you immediately mix the chaticha together with the rest of the kedera, then the cheshmen of determining the shishim would not be that one chaticha. Though it landed initially on one chaticha, it's going to be everything in the kedera relative to what's on that one tipa. So before we start the Gemara, a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we're familiar with the concept of tam ke'ikar. What's the idea of tam ke'ikar? In the event that you have a taruvos of issa v'heter, but there's no mamoshes of the iser in the taruvos, all there is a tam. So for example, somebody would cook a piece of meat that's not kosher together with meat that's kosher, but he would remove the meat from the pot. So he cooked it together, but the actual meat was taken out. In that instance, the way Chazal termed this is, you don't have the mamoshoi of the machalos asurois, all you have is the tam. It's what's known as tam ke'ikar. Now we know from learning Masechtas Chulin, tam ke'ikar is without a question asur, stating that a big shaila in the Gemara, whether tam ke'ikar is asur mideraisa, asur midrabanan, which trickles down to a big machalikis rishonim, whether tam ke'ikar is asur mideraisa or tam ke'ikar is asur midrabanan. The Gemara is going to suggest that the laws of basa v'chalav would at first glance seem to be a good source, a good makar, to the concept of tam ke'ikar. Why? Because what is basa v'chalav da'iraisa? Basa v'chalav da'iraisa is where somebody cooks meat and milk together, and now he goes ahead and he eats the taruvas. If somebody simply eats meat and milk together, he's not over in Issa Deiraisa. If somebody doesn't wait sheish shoyz, he's not over in Issa Deiraisa. Derech bishul asra Torah, the Torah didn't say don't eat basav v'chalav. The Torah said le'sevashal gdi b'chalev imay. And from there we learned that the only time there's an Issa basav v'chalav m'deiraisa, if somebody goes and he cooks the meat and the milk together. Now, if you would go ahead and you would cook meat and milk or meat and cheese together, assuming you take the meat out and now the cheese out and you eat each one individually, you're going to be over the Issa Deiraisa Basa V'Chalav. But at the same time, do you have mamoshoy of the other min? I don't think so. You take the basar out of this pot, you have the basar. You take the gvina out of this pot, you have the gvina. Why is there a problem? Because the basar has in it a blia of gvina, and the gvina has in it blia of basar. It's for that reason it's awesome. If you think about it, it's your classic, quintessential, prototypical textbook, any synonym thereof, of the tam ke'ikar. Every bus of a cholov is really a tam kirker. I took bus, I took gvina, I cooked them together in the same pot. I took my basar out, I took my gvina out. Each one is prohibited by the Torah nisatei raisa to go ahead and eat. It's not really basar of a cholov, it's basar with a tam of cholov. It's cholov with a tam of basar. The teretz is, there's some idea of tam kirker. So at first glance, it would seem that in this sugya of tam kirker deraisa de rabbanon, we have an amazing maramakim for tam kirker deraisa, and that is the laws of basar v'chalav, right? So again, when you learn the sugyas of tam kirker, you encounter a lot of very fancy sources to tam kirker. The Gemara learns it from Mishras HaNazim that it says by the Nazar. The Gemara learns it from the Geulei Midyan. This is in Parshas Matos. You end up flying all over the place. Really, if you think about it, we're learning basar v'chalav now. At first glance, the most obvious, the most basic, the simplest source to tam kirker would seem to be basar v'chalav. It's going to be Abaya's comment right here in the beginning of this Gemara. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Tamoy, v'loy mamoshoy, ba'alma deiraisa. I hold tam ki ikar is deiraisa. Where I have tam, but I don't have mamoshoy, it's awesome deiraisa. Why? Because the isol kedai toch the rabbanon. Because if you're going to tell me that it's midrabbanon, I'll ask you a very good kasha. Mi basa v'chol of my time, alegam rinon. Why wouldn't you learn from basa v'chol that it should be aser? This is a little bit of a backwards Tzirik Tzveig's way of saying that I see from Basar V'Cholov that Tam Kikah must be Deiraisa. Because if Tam Kikah is Derabbanan, I'll ask you a question. Learn from Basar V'Cholov that it should be Deiraisa. Okay, in English. I learned from Basar V'Cholov that Tam Kikah is Deiraisa. Now, says Abaye, I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking that maybe you can't learn anything from Basar V'Cholov. You know what? Because Basar V'Cholov is a Chiddush. And we know the rule. We don't learn things from Chiddushim. So if the Torah says something that's like very, very novel, it's like a real chiddush, so the rule is you can't take that dover chadash and learn from it. Just to explain this a little bit better, one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem is Binyanav, which means that if the Torah tells me something, I assume it's a rule and I'm allowed to now apply it elsewhere as well. It's what's known as precedent in the legal world, right? Binyanav is a precedent. So the Torah said this here, this is probably the way it's going to be other places. But at the same time, there's a limitation to Binyanav, there's a limitation to the rule of precedent, and that is, if that thing is clearly a chiddush, what would make it a chiddush? Because it's inconsistent with some of the other rules and regulations that govern the Torah. So in that situation, we say that we can't learn from here because this might be something very, very unique. So says Abaye, I know what you're going to tell me. Maybe Tam Kirker is really the Rabbanan. By Basar V'Cholov it's Deiraisa. Basar V'Cholov is a Chiddush. And being that it's a Chiddush, you can't learn from it. Now, why would Basar V'Cholov be a Chiddush? So Rashi says two reasons. One reason Rashi says is because Basar is kosher and Cholov is kosher. Yet when you mix them together, all of a sudden it becomes non-kosher. Come on, that's a Chiddush. If it's kosher, it should be kosher. The fact that something could be non-kosher is not a Chiddush. But the fact that something is kosher, but when you cook it with something else that's also kosher, now it becomes non-kosher. That's a chiddush. Another reason Rashi says that basar v'chalav is a chiddush is because basar v'chalav is only a problem if you cook it together. Derech bishul aser Torah. But if you would eat them together not cooked, in that situation, it itself wouldn't be a problem. Tosfos, by the way, speaks out that the Gemara in different places in Shas says basar v'chalav chiddushu, and the Gemara always brings the second reason that Rashi says, not the first reason. Tosfos says, as far as I know, Rashi made up the first reason. But the bottom line is, says, Abaye, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that maybe tam ki ikar is the Rabbanan. Why wouldn't you learn it from basar v'chalav with a binyanav? The teretz is because it's a chiddush. But Abaye said, I'm not sure I agree with that. You know why? Because what are you going to tell me? My time aloy gamrin on the chiddushu. You're going to argue maybe you can't learn from basar v'chalav because it's a chiddush. Well, if it's a chiddush, then afa gafta leka noisin tam nami. Then the halacha should be that basar v'chalav that's cooked together should be aser, even if the basar is not nois and tam in the chalav, or the chalav is not nois and tam in the basar. Meaning, if you want to tell me that this concept of basar v'chalav cooked together, where it's nois and tam, is aser, not because that's the regular rule of the way it would be in Kala Terekula, but there's some chiddush in basar v'chalav. So why are we limiting the chiddush? Mehecha teisi, to limit the scope of the chiddush to where it's nois and tam. It should be aser even if it's not nois and tam. Now, how do you know it's not Asur, if it's not noisen tam, that's the Mishnah. Tipas chalav shenof ala chaticha, em yeshba be noisen tam, ba'isa chaticha asur. But if it's not noisen tam, then it's going to be mutter. How did Chazal know to limit it? Oh, the teretz is, they must have known to limit it, this way Rashi explains it, is because they know that there's a general halacha of shishim, they learned it from Zroya B'Sheila, as we learned it in Perek Yedanasha, that there's a concept of something called bittul. But the bottom line is that you see that the laws of basav chalav are also conforming with the regular laws of bittul and kalat erikula. If that's the case, this is not just some unique parsha in the Torah that you can't learn from. You should be able to learn from it. And if you see over here that tam kikas deiraisa, I think this is going to be the case in kalat erikula. Tam kikas is always going to be deiraisa. Amalei Rava, Rava heard what Abaye said and he told him, I disagree with you. I'm going to tell you that la'olam basav chalav is a chiddush. It's a very novel parsha. You want to know why it's only going to be a problem if the bus is nice and tam, or if the cholov is nice and tam, is because derech bishul aser tayra. Because it says leisav ashal. What does derech bishul mean? If you put ingredients into a pot, you expect each ingredient to be nice and tam. The tayra is saying, don't cook meat and milk together. What's the significance? Don't do it in a proportion, in a way where the meat's going to be nice and tam to the milk, and the milk's going to be nice and tam to the meat. It's for that reason the halacha is that it's only a problem where it's nice and tam. It's not going to be a problem where it's not nice and tam. It's nothing to do with the parsha of Zeroya B'Sheila. This is a very, very unique parsha, chiddushu, you can't learn anything from here, and that's the case, says Rava, you have no raya from here, the tam ke'ikar is deiraisa. The bottom line is, Abaye shita is tam ke'ikar is deiraisa, Rava shita is tam ke'ikar is lav deiraisa. If you remember from Perek Yedanasha, even though Rava holds tam ke'ikar is lav deiraisa, but by kachim he holds tam ke'ikar is deiraisa. But the bottom line is, over here in Chulin daf kuf ches amad aleph, it's a machlikas Abaye ve'Rava, whether tam ke'ikar is deiraisa, the rabbanon, what's a tolian, can I learn from basav v'chalav or can I not learn from basav v'chalav? Basav v'chalav, you see tam ke'ikar deiraisa. Abaye said, well, if that's the case, it's a binyanav. It teaches me that tam kik is always deiraisa. Rav said, basav v'chalav is a chiddush, and you can't learn anything from a chiddush. Next Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said that as it relates to the first halach of the Mishnah, tipas chalav, shenafla ala chaticha, im yesh ba benoisen tam ba oisa chaticha aser. You know what the word aser means? Said Rav. Kivan shenosan tam b'chaticha, as soon as the tipas chalav falls on the chaticha, and it's nice and tam, assuming it is nice and tam, chaticha atzma nasas nevela. The entire chaticha's baser becomes a piece of nevela. Va'iseres kol chaticha is kulon, and it is going to aser all the chaticha is in the ketera, and the reason it is mepnei shehimina, because the basar is the same min as all the other chaticha is basar that's inside in the ketera, and being that it's the same min, there's no way for the other chatichas to be mevatel, and it's for that reason it's all going to be us. So this one statement of Rav reverberates throughout Kaisle Beis Medrash and all the sugis over here in Basar V'Chalav and Taruvah. So let's understand this halacha a little bit better. Rav said, chiddush lahalacha. In fact, as we'll see, he said two chiddushim in halacha, and he also said a chiddush in pshan in the Mishnah. So first, the chiddush lahalacha. Rav said that if you have a tipas chalav that falls on top of a chatichas basar, assuming there's no shishim of basar to be mevatel the chalav, so the halacha is you're not going to be able to eat the basar. That's easy, right? What would happen now if this chatichas basar would be nesarev with other chatichas basar? This chatichas basar is aser, right? You can't eat it. Now it's nesarev with other chatichas basar. And you're trying to cheshbon. Do I have shishim keneged that chatichas basar, or do I not have shishim keneged the chatichas basar? When you cheshbon the shishim, am I cheshboning shishim times the original tipas chalav that was the troublemaker? Or do I cheshbon shishim times the entire chatichas basar that became aser because of the tipas chalav that fell on top of it? There's merit to both arguments. The merit to view it as shishim keneged the tipas chalav is because really the iser is chalav together with basar. So when the chalav fell into the basar, the sibes ha'iser right now from the chalav perspective is that little bit of chalav. So good, I didn't have shishim to be mevatel it, so memela the chaticha is going to be aser. But if this chaticha is now cooked together with a whole bunch of other chatichas, at the end of the day, the only sibas ha'iser that I have is the tipas chalav. So as long as I'm going to have shishim kineged that little bit of tipas chalav, I should be good to go. What's the other tzad? Also merit. And that is, once the tipas chalav falls into the chatichas basar, so now I have a chaticha of meat, that's asr. Once the chaticha of meat is asr, if that's nisar with other piece of meat, so I have to be mevatel the entire piece of meat. Zok drav, you don't have to worry about this, Shaila. I'm going to explain it to you. This is the halacha. Kivan shenosan tam bechaticha. When you have a tipas cholov that falls on a chatichas basar, when the tipas cholov is noisan tam on the basar, chaticha atzmanasis nevelo. I look at the entire chaticha as if it's a shtik nevelo. What does that mean? I look now as the entire piece of meat is asar. So if it's chazar v'nisarev, I would need shishim kineged that entire piece of meat. It's halacha nilchas bittel. When I go ahead now to be mevatel that chaticha, it's not enough that I'm mevatel the tipas cholov. I have to be mevatel the entire chaticha's basar because chaticha atzmanasa nevela. I look at the entire chaticha as if it's also been a gay bittel. Now again, Rav is not being mechadish that I look at the entire chaticha as a piece of nevela that I can't eat it. I know I couldn't eat it. Of course, it didn't have shishim. Of course you can't eat it. Rav is being mechadish that I look at it as an entire chaticha that has in it sibas oyser. I look at it as if it's the nevela itself. And if that's the case, if I'm going to try to be mevatel in now in a new taruvus, it's not going to be enough to be mevatel the original tipas cholov. The tipas cholov did its damage. It went ahead and it metastasized in this chaticha's nevela. So now the entire piece, this entire piece of meat is one grace of shtik nevela. And if that's the case, I would need shishim kedegin the entire nevela. Or kenega this piece of bas of a chalav that we're proverbially referring to as an avela, and otherwise wouldn't be a problem. But Rav said another chedesh. Rav's lashon was kivin shenasan tam bechaticha chaticha atzmanasas nevela v'iseres kol chaticha is kulam b'nei shehimin. Once that happens, once the tipas chalav falls into the chaticha's basar and it makes it aser because you don't have shishim, chaticha atzmanasas nevela, and if this piece of meat is chazav and asarev, the halacha is all the other chatichas are going to be aser, and the reason is mipnei shehin mina. What does it mean? First of all, why is it for sure oiseres kol chatichas kulan? It should be telling if there's shishim keneged the chaticha or there's not shishim keneged the chaticha. So Rav answered, tshuvase betzidai mipnei shehin mina. Rav is of the opinion that mim b'mina is loy batal. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, mim b'mina loy batal. If that's the case, once the tipas cholav makes the basar itself into a chatichas iser, now I have not just cholov of iser in this taruvos, I have basar of iser in the taruvos as well. Basar can't be mevatel basar, and therefore the entire pot is going to be asa. So Rav essentially is saying two chidushim. Number one, chaticha atzmanasas nevelo, known as chanan, chaticha atzmanasas nevelo. Additionally, what he's saying is that mim b'mina loy batel. Now, as it relates to pshan in the Mishnah, right, we said that he's saying a little bit of a chiddush of pshan in the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Tipas cholov, shenof ala chaticha, tipas cholov that fell on top of the chatichas basar, im yesh b'b'nois in tam. If there is a ratio, a proportion, where the tipas cholov can be nois in tam into the basar, ba'os a chaticha, inside that chaticha, aser, it's going to be aser. Before Rav, what did we think aser meant? Aser meant that chaticha is going to be aser. Aser Rav is teaching us means the entire keder is going to be aser. Because once that chaticha becomes aser, I have meat of iser in a pot of meat. Everything is going to be aser. So Rav is telling me a chiddush in halacha, chaticha atzmanasas nevelo, another chiddush in halacha, that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that mim b'mina loy batel, and based on those two chiddushim halacha, a chiddush in the pshat in the Mishnah. That what does aser mean? Aser means the entire keder is going to be aser, because once that chaticha becomes aser, at that point there's no way to be mevatel it with other basar, mim b'mina loy batel. Everything at this point is going to be aser. Now, the next part of the daf, it's going to take us on to Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to ask or make two observations related to Rav's halacha. So we have to stay mindful of Rav's halacha. It's the backdrop to the next piece in Gemara that we're going to learn. Amalei Mar Zutra Brei Derav Mari the Ravina. So Mar Zutra Brei Derav Mari turned to Ravina and he said, Mechti, Rav Keman Amale Shmaite. When Rav said his halacha, who did he say it according to? Clearly to Rav Yehuda, the Amma Mimma Midalei Bata. Right? The second chiddush of Rav. Rav's pshat in the Mishnah. That aser means aser regardless of what else is going on in the Kedera. Because once the tipas cholov knocks out the one chatichas basar, chaticha atzmanasas nevelo, I have basar of iser, and there's no way to be mevatel with other basar. That's only true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds b'mimim le'batel. I just want to bring up one other point. I think it's Kedai. The two chedushim of Rav, chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and mim b'midalei batal, are mutually exclusive. They're not tolling each other. You could hold chaticha atzma nasas nevela and hold mim b'mina is batal. And you could hold mim b'midalei batal and you can not hold of chaticha atzma nasas nevela. But at the same time, Rav Shita happens to be Chaticha Atzman Nasas Avelo. He also happens to hold Mimba Midalei Batal. And he needs both of those Shittas in order to be Mefarish the Mishnah the way he was Mefarish it. Because he was Mefarish the Mishnah that Tipas Chav Shunafal Chatichom Yeshba Benois and Tam Baisa Chaticha Aser, the entire pot is Aser. And Aser means it's always going to be Aser. No ifs, buts, or whens. As long as the Tipas Chal have made the Chatichas Basar Aser, at that point, everything is 100% going to be Aser. Mechates, everything is going to be 100% Aser. Maybe there's enough meat in the Kteret to go ahead and be Mavatal, this one Chaticha. The Teret is that Mimba Midalei Batal. So again, you don't need both Chedushin in order to have one. They're mutually exclusive of each other, but you need both chedushim in order to be mefarish the mishnah the way Rav was mefarish the mishnah. Without chaticha atzma nasas nevela, I have a tipas cholov that's making trouble, not basar of iser. Even if you have chaticha atzma nasas nevela, but if your whole mimba mina is batal, lav dafka the whole kedera is going to be also. You have to give me more information. How big is this pot? This might be some massive commercial size pot, and maybe there's going to be shishim times keneged the chaticha. But if you hold chaticha atzma nasas nevela, so the basar is Aser. And you'll mimba minalei batal. I don't care how big the pot is. It's for sure going to be Aser. But again, either way, says the Gemara Marasutra, Bredi Ramari told Ravino, 1 second, Rav, when he was Mefarish the Mishnah, he clearly held like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if that's the case, says the Gemara, let me plead the Rava. I think Rav is the like is something Rava said to Amar Rava, and we had Rava earlier on Daf Kuf on the days, because Sava Rabbi Yehuda, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds mimba minalei batal, but Rabbi Yehuda also says a kula. Kol shu min umine v'davar achar. Anytime you have a taruvus of Issa v'heter, where there's Isser, and the heter is made up of minoy and enoy minoy. So you have, let's say, meat that's aser, and you have meat that's mutter, so that's heter of mimba minoy, but you also have mayim, right? You have rotev. You have mayim of heter. So I have Isser, and I have heter of minoy, that's the other meat, and I have heter of enoy minoy, that's the mayim. So what did Rava say? What do you do in that situation according to Rabbi Yehuda? Salekes minoy kimisha enoy. We make believe the minoy is not there. V'she enoy minoy rab olav u'mavatli. And as long as there's enough of water in that case to be mavatl the meat, everything is going to be mutter. So what was the Marzucha Breder Amari's kachet Ravino? Even if Rav holds Chanan, and even if Rav holds Mimba Minalei Batal, I'm still not sure why the Mishnah says automatically Aser. You should still take a look at the pot. You know why? Because if there's enough rotev to go ahead and to be mevatel that one chatichas basar, then it's going to be mutter. What do you mean? There's all this basar inside and the mimba minalei batal. You'll never have enough rotev to be mevatel all the chatichas basar inside the ketera. That's true, but you don't need that. Because anytime you have a taruvois of min and enoy min, so salekes min kemisha enoy, we make believe the min of heter is not here. And all you have to dan is the Isser keneged the heter of enoy minoy, and as long as this shishim keneged that, it should be mutter. So again, Rav is being mefarish the Mishnah aser, no ifs, buts, or when. You don't have to do any bedikas. Don't pull out your measuring. Don't call your local rabbi. Throw the whole thing in the garbage. You don't have to do anything. The whole pot is aser because chanan some emelo the bus is aser and then the minoy bottle. Whoa, 1 second. There's minoy and there's enoy minoy. How do you know there's minoy and enoy minoy? Because there's basar. You have a cook. There's going to be mayim also. There's going to be rotev. So for sure there's going to be enoy minoy as well. And what's the rule? It's Rava's rule. Salekes minoy kemisha enoy, and all you cheshbin is the enoy minoy. Which would mean then if the shishim times rotev keneged the basar would be mutas. Mechateis, a Rav can just go ahead or be mefarish the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says also, it's guaranteed going to be also. Elamai, what do you see from here? It sounds like Rav didn't hold of Rava. Rav didn't hold of Salek. So you know what Rav said? Rav said that if you have a taruvah of isav heter, where it's mimba minoy and mimba she'enay minoy, the mimba minoy is gonna spread. You can end up with so much chatichas isav. There's no way in the world the rotev is gonna be able to be mevatel all the meat inside the ketera, and you can end up with one big taruvah of isav. Everything is gonna be a brown. But says the Gemara, is that true? Lema pliga aderava. Amaleis Ravina told Mazrutra. Bereder Amari, he said, it's a beautiful Ara, but it's not Muchach. Why? Because Eden, Nafal Bereder Rakka Hachinami. If the case in the Mishnah was where the Rotev was Rakka, It was like a very liquidy rotev, then I would agree. Because that rotev is viewed as mayim, it's einoy minoy, and if it's einoy minoy, so there might be a shir bittel over here. You can't just go ahead and tell me it's aser. Hachav b'mayaskina b'nafel b'rotev ava. It's talking about where the rotev was very thick. Rashi says, rotev ava has a din of basar. And being that it has a din of basar, so this is min b'minoy u b'minoy. So there's different types, right? So if you have a cholent, for example, a thick cholent, the rotev over there is considered basar. If you have chicken soup, so then the rotev is considered mayim. So sometimes it's considered mayim, and sometimes it's considered basar. Hachav my skin, where it was basar, there's no saleik to be had over here because you don't have any eneminoi. If that's the case, there's no tsushtal over here. But the Gemara says there's another observation that needs to be made as it relates to the halacha of Rav. And that is, the Gemara now is going to introduce a shayla, which is going to also be the topic of the beginning of tomorrow's daf, and that is whether efshel l'soichtai or efshel l'soichtai. It's usually when you hear the word schita, you make a beeline to Hilchos Shabbos, right? But over here, schita means something else. The question is, if you have a chatichas basa that has in it a bliya viser, and then you go ahead and you cook it, do we assume that that bliya came out? Or do we not assume that that bliya came out? L'may nafkemina. So when you have this new taruvos here, if we could assume that the bliya came out, so then as long as you would have shishim in the entire taruvos to be mevatel that bliya, that would be enough to knock it out. If you don't assume that it came out, so then it's stuck inside this chatichas basar. And even though your new taruvos has 1,000 times keneged that little bliya, I know, but it's stuck. It's nestled inside this chatichas basar. And there's no way of extracting it now through this second process of bishul or whatever it was. And as a result, that thing is going to remain asar. Efshel l'soichtai holds that when you go ahead and you recook this chatichas basar, whatever bli is inside is going to come out. And as long as you have a shishim to knock it out in this whole new taruvus that you're cooking in, that's going to be enough for everything to be okay. Efshel l'soichtai means that once it's there, and there's no way of extrapolating it, there's no way of doing this extradition, there's no way of getting it out, it's there. Therefore, if it was enough to make this chaticha asr, it's something that's going to remain asr. Now, this shayl of efshel l'soichtai, efshel l'soichtai, plays right into Rav's halacha, right? Let's just speak it out palpeh, because it's so obvious. If Rav held that if you recook a chatichas basa that has a little bit of a bliya inside of it, the bliya comes out and you reassess the whole situation, then his halach of chana would make absolutely no sense, right? It wouldn't even get onto first base. It just wouldn't make any sense. You can't say that you can recook a chaticha that has in it a bliya of iser, and everything is going to be fine, and also hold chanan. Because chanan by definition means that once the bliya merges together with the heter, so at that point, the entire chaticha becomes aser. So what do you mean? I went ahead and I recooked it and I got the bliya out and now I have shishim times keneged the bliya. From the fact that you're telling me there's a halacha of chanan, then you clearly hold that this efshel l'soichtai business doesn't work. In fact, you're taking it a step further. You're telling me not only don't I hold efshel l'soichtai that you can remove the bliya and cheshben shishim keneged the bliya, that the entire chaticha is aser. Even if you took the bliya out, it would be neither here nor there. Because at the end of the day, there's a concept chaticha atzmanas is available. So it's almost as if chanan is like an extreme opinion, an extreme position within the sugya of efshel l'soichtai, efshel l'soichtai. Clearly implying that you can't just go ahead and assume that you can remove the little bit of a bliya. And it's even more than that. Not only can I remove the bliya, but chaticha atzmanas is nevela. And in the second bishul, when I'm doing my computation, I'm cheshmini not only keneged the bliya, I'm actually cheshmini keneged the entire chaticha. Either way, that's high level what the Gemara is about to do. So let's see it inside. Says the Gemara, umaykosava. What does Rav hold? Ikosava efshel l'soichtai mutter. If Rav holds efshel l'soichtai mutter, and again, what does efshel l'soichtai mean? In the event that you went ahead and you recooked that piece of meat, so we can now cheshbin shishim again keneged that little bit of issa that was there. And assuming you have shishim, the whole thing is going to be mutter. Then chaticha amai nasis nevela. Then how does it make sense to hold chaticha nasis nevela, right? You're going to recook it. It's all going to come out and everything is going to be fine. Elo kasavar efshel l'soichtai aser. It must be that Rav is of the opinion that efshel l'soichtai is aser. That once the chaticha becomes aser. There's no schita, there's no second bishul that's going to be able to remove it. And that's why if you re-cook it, you put it into the k'teira, it's going to remain inside that original piece of iser. And Rav doubled down on that. He said, not just that, but you should know, I also hold the chaticha atzma nasas nevela. So that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to try to be mevatel, it's not going to be enough to be mevatel that little bit of Blia, that little bit of tipup, you're gonna have to move out to connect the entire basis. Again, if Efshala Soichta was mutter, then you couldn't get to Chanan. Because then when you recook it, the Blia is out. This whole thing is a moot point. The Teretz is Efshala Soichta is Aser, and on top of that, Chaticha Atzma Nasis Levela. And the Gemara says, by the way, this observation that we just made, that Rav Shita is, that Chaticha Atz, that Efshel Soichta is also happens to be Rav Shita. The Itmar, Rav Chaninov, Rav Yochanan da Amri, Rav Chaninov, And Rabbi Yechanan all said, Efshel Soichtoi Aser, Shmuv Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Vrei Shlokish Tamri, Efshel Soichtoi Mutter. Which Shita do we need? Rav Chanina, Rabbi Yechanan all said, Efshel Soichtoi Aser, which is consistent with this opinion of Chaticha Atzma, Nasin Zvev. Fredig Mar Kash, Pesavar Rav Efshel Soichtoi Aser. Does Rav in fact hold Efshel Soichtoi Aser? Now this is a little bit of a tricky Gemara, because really what the Gemara means to say is not so much that does Rav hold Efshel Soichtoi Aser. We're not going to have any proof from what we're about to ask from that he doesn't hold Efshel Soichtoi Aser. We're going to have proof that he doesn't hold Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rav's halach of Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The reason the Gemara is saying V'savar Rav Efshel Soichtoi Aser is just based on, we just said that you can't hold Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela unless you hold Efshel Soichtoi Aser. So we're picking on the Efshel Soichtoi Aser part. But really the Gemara's kasha is not V'savar Rav Efshel Soichtoi Aser, but it's V'savar Rav Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela V'itmar. If a Kzayis Basar fell into a big vat of Cholov, Amar Rav, Rav said, Basar Aser, the Cholov Mutter. The bus is going to be Aser and the Cholov is going to be Mutter. So what was the case? A little bit of Basar fell into a huge Yair of Cholov. The Basar is Aser, the Cholov is Mutter. The reason the Basar is Aser is because there's very little Basar relative to the Cholov. The little bit of Cholov that goes into the Basar is not batal, so the basar is asar. The chalav, however, is mutter. And the reason is because there's so much chalav relative to the basar. So the little bit of basar that fell into the chalav is batal to the chalav, and therefore the chalav itself is going to be mutter, right? So this is like a little counterintuitive, right? Make up your mind. Is this basar v'chalav, is it not basar v'chalav? No, you actually have to bifurcate, right? So the basar itself is asar because there wasn't enough basar to be mevatal the chalav that's inside. The chalav itself is mutter because there was enough chalav to be mevatal the little bit of basa that was inside. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me Efshel Soichtoi Aser, which we said really means, if you're going to tell me that Rav holds Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, Cholov Amai Mutter, why is that lacha that all the Cholov is Mutter? Cholov Nevela Hu. Why don't we say that the Cholov that's Balua inside the Kezayis Basar now became Aser, Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, so when it is Nisariv together with the rest of the Cholov, being that Mimba Mina Leibotel that Shitas Rav, all the Cholov should now be Aser. Meaning, Bishlam if you don't hold Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, so when you have the Kezayis Basar that has a little bit of Cholov inside of it, from the Cholov perspective, what's the Isser? It's the Basar that's inside. From the Basar perspective, the Isser is the Cholov that's inside. From the Cholov perspective, the Isser is the Basar that's is inside. So you have Cholov that has a little bit of Basar inside. That Cholov is going to be Nesarev now in the Yair of Cholov. That little bit of Basar that's inside of it is Batal a million times over. And as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. If, however, you hold Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, so that means when there's a little bit of Cholov in the basar, it's not just the cholov that's asar, the basar's asar. And when there's a little bit of basar inside the cholov, it's not just the basar that's asar, it's the cholov that's asar. So you have a kezayis basar as cholov. The basar is a shtik iser, and the cholov is a shtik iser. Well, if that's the case, this piece of meat that's floating inside this yaira now has in it cholov of iser. If Rav holds also mim b'mine le'batel, those are the two halachas of Rav, chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and mem b'mine le'batel, so the whole yaira should be iser. Gevaldik. Bishloima, if I only see the basar as being the iser klapi the cholov, and the cholov being the iser klapi the basar, so there's enough cholov to knock out the basar, there's not enough basar to knock out the cholov. But if you're going to tell me chaticha atzma Nasas Nevela, that once I have a little bit of Basar V'chalav, that's Asar. I see them each as a shtick Isser. So in that Kezayis Basar, I have Basar of Isser and Chalav of Isser. That Chalav of Isser is min the meaning with the rest of the year. So Yod Tipas Chalav, that little bit of Chalav knocked out the entire year. But min the meaning like Batal. That's L'chayr is something that should be able to happen. A bomb, Kasha, and for the Gemara. A very surprising tarot. It's a fleeting havamina, but it's a surprising one. Which again, all the mafarshim say means really rav holds chatichatzma nasas nevel. So what's the case? If that's the case, in this case, the whole yair should be yasser because the chala became yasser through chanan, and now mimimidalei batal. When the tarot says basav chala v'zasser, what does it say? Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. It doesn't say don't cook a mother's milk together with, the son, the goat. It says, don't cook the goat in the mother's milk. Gedi asra teira v'loi chalav. The meat is asr, not the milk. It's only the meat that's asr. The milk was never asr in the first place. And if the meat was never asr in the first place, it's only the gedi itself that's asr. Well, then in that case, you don't have to worry about it, right? Take a look at Rashi. Gedi asra teira v'loi chalav v'afilu chalav muter. Right, the chalav itself is always going to be mutter. Even the chalav in the basar is going to be mutter. Even the chalav in the basar is going to be mutter. V'afilu hayu bebasar shir gadol lasas tam bebasar b'chala chalav. Sfirili nami l'rab de chalav mutter. Every time you have basar b'chalav, here's the point. It's always the basar that's asr. It's never the chalav that's asr. So what's your kasha? The whole yairi gedayla should be asr? Why would it be asr? Because of basa v'chalav? All right, at the end of the day, what's the iser? The iser is basa v'chalav. There's no real nevela here. Chatichat v'nasa nevela is just an expression. What do you have? You have basa v'chalav. Basa v'chalav never asers the chalav. All it ever asers is the basa. Right? Every time you have a taruv, a cheeseburger, it's not the cheese that's aser. It's the burger that's aser. Cheese not aser. It's the burger that's what the Gemara is suggesting right now. So if that's the case, so what's the problem? The problem is that the chalav is going to go ahead and the chalav is going to asr all the chalav. The chalav is never asr anyways. And if that's the case, this is not something you have to worry about. But the Gemara says it can't be. V'savar rav g'di asr tev le chalav. Impossible. Rav holds that every time there's basa v'chalav, it's only the basa that's asr, it's not the chalav itmar. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishlam zayin zayin. What would be if somebody has a half a zayis of basa, half a zayis of chalav, and he cooked the two together? Amar Rav said, loika lachi, lasif any loika albishulai. The halacha is, he would get malchus for eating the half a zayis of basa, the half a zayis of chalav, but he wouldn't get malchus for cooking. Now, the Gemara is going to explain soon what the difference is. But Zuck, the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that whenever it comes to basa v'chalav, the issur is only on the meat, the issur is not on the chalav, achila my loika. So why are you getting malchus for eating a half a zayis of basa and a half a zayis of chalav? The chalav is not even issur. Chatzi shir hu, it's a chatzi shir. It can't be that Rav holds that the Isser Basar V'Chalav was never said regarding the Chalav, it was only said regarding the Basar. Because if that's the case, if somebody eats a Chatzi Zayis Basar, Chatzi Zayis Chalav, he would not be over anything. It'd be Chatzi Shir. But it would not be enough for him to get Malchus. And Rav said that Chatzi Zayis Basar V'Chatzi Zayis Chalav is like a Lala Chilasa. That means because he has a Kizayis of Basar and Chalav together. But if the Chalav is Mutter, then what's the issue over here? Elo lo'ilam kasava Rav Chalav Nami Yasser. You have to say that Avada Rav holds Chalav Nami is Asr. What's the problem? So let's go back to the case where the Kezayis Basar fell into the Yaira of Chalav. The Basar is Asr, but the Yaira is Mutter. Why is the Yaira Mutter? The Basar makes the Chalav Asr. It should knock out the entire Yaira. It's talking about where that Yaira wasn't just hot. Now we knew it was hot, because if it wasn't hot, there couldn't have been Blias and Plaitis. But it was Yair Reisachas. It was boiling hot. Okay, the Mivla Bala Miflat Lai Patlat. If you have a situation where a piece of meat is in a Yair Reisachas of Chalav, so there, the Basar can be Balea from the Chalav, but it won't be able to be Maflit back into the Chalav. So what are you worried about? You're worried that the Chalav, that it was Balea, now went back into the Yair. It became a shtick iser chatich atzma nasas nevela, and member mina loy batal, it should knock out the entire taruvas. It's mivla bala, but it's mivla loy palat. Now, the reason that it's mivla bala, mivla loy palat is because apparently it could focus on one thing, the piece of meat. So if I'm being bailea right now, I can't be mafla now. But the Gemara says that's pashit, that once it's not so reisachas anymore, once it calms down, then it should be able to do another thing as well. So soif, right? The Gemara kinayach hadapal. It's not going to be so boiling the entire time. So when the waters calm down a little bit, at that point, why don't we say it's maflit? Gemara said, because you call them a silk. The case is talking about where before it calmed down, you removed it. It had a chance to be baileya. It didn't have a chance to be maflit. Meaning, enechanami, it's a bigger kimta, but the halacha could be true. It could be true in the event that you had this akimta. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, Shenafal, L'Teichyer, Reisachas, Tosfos struggles with this metzias very, very much. In fact, Tosfos says, Teima de dover hanira le'inayim hu, that if you put a piece of meat into a kidera Reisachas, it's going to be baileya, it's going to be maflet. So Tosfos struggles a little bit to understand what the exact metzias here was. Ayin Shem. Either way, one last gemar. Kufa, chatzi zayis, basa, chatzi zayis, chav, shabishom zemzeh. If somebody would cook half a zayis of basa and half a zayis of chalav together, Amar Rav said, look, the chilas vin, like, I'll be shulam. You get malchus for eating it, you don't get malchus for cooking it. For eating marmon of shach. Im, it's starfin. If a half a zayis of basa, half a zayis of chalav, am it's starf, a bishul nami luki, you should get malchus for cooking it as well. And iloim, it's starfin, if the nam, it's starf, achila nami loy luki, you shouldn't get malchus for eating it either. And by the way, the makarta not cooking basa v'chalav and not eating basa v'chalav is the same pasuk. How can it be that with regards to cooking, they're not mitzdarev? And with regards to eating the armitzar, it makes no sense. Says the Gemara, lo'olam lo'y mitzdarfi, lo'olam a half a zayis of basar and a half a zayis of chalav and not mitzdarf, u'bebob miyayir gedayla. The case of Rav was talking about where it was a yayir gedayla. The way Rashi explains, Rav's two halachas of enoy loika al bishuloi, but your loika al achilasoi were two completely different cases. The case of Bishul was where someone takes a half a zayis of this, a half a zayis of that, you cook it together, you're not over this. Because a half a zayis and a half a zayis of each other min is not mitzdarf. You have a gezayis of that, yeah. But a half and a half is not going to be mitzdarf. The case of eating half a zayis and a half a zayis, yeah, be mitzdarf, is talking about where someone had a big yaira. And in the yaira, he had a bunch of gezayis. He had a full kazayas of this, full kazayas of that. He had the shir chazanish kazayas of each one inside the keter. And then he pulled out a half a zayas of this and a half a zayas of that, and he ate it. In that case, you're going to be chayav. If the starting point is a half a zayas of each, you don't have the basis for Isser. If the starting point is a kazayas of each, and I only eat a half a zayas, if it's bab mi yayir gedayla, it's not just a half a zayas. It's a half a zayas from a zayas that was cooked together with a half a zayis from a zayis. In that situation, it's definitely going to be mitzdarf. Either way, what's Rav Shita? Chatzi zayis basar, chatzi zayis cholav, and not mitzdarf with regards to bishnul, is mitzdarf with regards to achila. Levi, I'm a Levi, was chaylik. He said, af loik al bishuloi, you get malchus for the bishul as well. So somebody would cook half a zayis basar, half a zayis cholav, he would get malchus for the bishul. V'chein toni Levi b'masnisa. Levi had a braisa that said the same thing. Shem shloik al achilasoi, just like you get malchus for eating a half a zayis and half a zayis, kach loik al bishuloi, you're going to get malchus for cooking a half a zayis and a half a zayis. U'be'ez a bishul amru, what kind of bishul did Chazal mean? It's bishul she'acherim oichlin oisei machmas bishulay. It has to be a type of bishul that other people would want to eat it. Who's the acherim? Oiv de kechafen. Right? Meaning, if an oiv kechafen would eat from it, Rashi says, kolayma. This is just a fancy way of saying, she'nespashul kol tzarka. If it was cooked properly, it's well done, it was made in the right way, that's what you would have this halacha. If it wasn't cooked properly, meaning the sheer bishul of leisavashal gediba chalev imay is when it's cooked to a point where somebody would want to eat from it. But if it's not cooked to the point where somebody would want to eat from it, in that situation, you would not have this halacha exhale. So as it relates to rate, there's so many directions that you can go with a daf like this, but I think it's good to focus on the last part of the daf. One of the lighter portions of the daf, which really ties into some of the gemaras and some of the raid that we saw earlier this week. And that is, the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha Koileles to Yeridea, he clears the following question. He said, what would be if somebody would cook a half a zayas of basa v'chalav? Not a full zayas of basa v'chalav, a half a zayas of basa v'chalav. Would he violate the iser lo yisavashal gedi b'chalev imoy chatzi shir osem in atayra, or would he not? In other words, it's a Mefurish Gemara, we just learned it a minute ago, that there's a sheer kizayis as it relates to the Isser Bishel of Basar v'Cholov. Machlik is Rav and Levi, whether you need a kizayis of Basar and a kizayis of Cholov, or whether a Chatzi Zayis Basar and a Chatzi Zayis Cholov are going to be mitzdarf. But Kuli Alma Moidi, that there's a sheer, and the only time one would get Malkus for violating the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa of Leisav Asher Gedi B'Chalei V'Imoy, would be if he went and he cooked the sheer of Basar v'Cholov. But we also know that this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel Yuma Daf Ayin Dalud, whether chatzi shear is asim in atayra or chatzi shear is mutam in atayra, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shear is asim in atayra, which means that all the shiurim that you find of kizayis etc., it's only with regards to the punishment, with regards to the einish, with regards to the malchus, but as it relates to the iser, chatzi shear is asim in atayra. If that's the case, clears the Prima Gadim, would there be Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayra with regards to the Isser Bishul of Basav HaCholav, or would there not be Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayra with regards to the Isser Bishul of Basav HaCholav? Now, at first glance, you would say, why not? If Chatzi Shir is Asim in Atayra, and this is a general rule that you find in Kol HaTayra Kula, so why would you think that the Isser Bishul Basav HaCholav would be any different? Says the Prima Gadim, I'm going to tell you why. Because if you take a look at the Sugya Mesechtes Yuma, the Gemara gives two reasons why Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is Asim in Atayra. The first is a pasuk. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat chalev. But doesn't just say, thou shalt not eat chalev. It says, thou shalt not eat all chalev. Kol chalev, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat. That word kol is coming to be marba something. It's coming to be marba chatzi shir. But the Gemara gives another reason why chatzi shir is asam in HaTorah. A svara. The Gemara says that being that a half a shir is chazi le'itztarufe, it's for that reason that Chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. Pasha, what does it mean? It's chazi litztarufe. So we know that whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to eat shir, a kizayis of certain macholos asuros, it doesn't mean that you can't only eat it or can't only not eat it b'vas achas. But if you would eat a little bit of a shir and then toich kidei achilas pras, you would go ahead and you would eat another little bit of a shir, those two achilos within that short time frame would be mitztaref. It's chazi litztarufe, and it's for that reason, here's the lamdas, even when I only eat half the share, even though I didn't eat the other half to be mitztaref, talach is, it's already going to be awesome. In other words, the Gemara gave two reasons why chatzi share is awesome in HaTorah. Pasuk and a svara. The pasuk is, it says kol chalev, not just chalev, and the svara is that it's chazi litztarufe. Says the Prima Gadim, if that's the case, I think there's makim to say that as it relates to the Isser Bishul Basar v'Cholov, there would not be a problem of chatzi shir asam in HaTorah. Because being that one of the reasons that the Gemara gave, and both are needed, for chatzi shir asam in HaTorah is chazi litztarufe, in Svara, if somebody would cook a chatzi shir a Basar v'Cholov, and then 5 minutes later he would cook another chatzi shir of a Basar v'Cholov, would they be mitztarif? Says Prima Gadim, why would they be mitztarif? When it comes to achila, there's a special hilchasa that says two achilas are mitztarif, b'kdei achilas pras. But why in the world should a bishul that's not a bishul be mitztarif with another bishul that's not a bishul? Al zen nemar, zero plus zero is zero. Each one is a halba maisa, and how could two halba maisas make one complete maisa? And being that, says the Prima Gadim, in svar you don't have chazi litztarufe, so it could be you wouldn't have that locha of chatzin shir asam in HaTorah, says the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure. What's the other side? The other side is, when the Gemara says that chatzin shir is asam in HaTorah because it's chazi litztarufe, maybe the Gemara doesn't mean, because after I eat a half a shir, I always have the option of eating another half a shir, and then the two achilas will be igloi milsa that they were achilas of Isser, and it's for that reason even that first half is already awesome. It could be the aside of chazi litztarufe is that when I ate the half a shir, I could have eaten more at that time. Being that all I was chaser in was in the amount, I did everything I needed to do. It's just chaser shir. That shir I could have always added. I could have tacked on a little bit more. I could have taken another bite out of the sandwich or a bigger bite out of the sandwich. That what chazik letzarufa means. Not that after I do the chatzi shir, I could do another half a shir. But what it means is that when I did the half a shir, I didn't have to do a half a shir. I could have done more. And maybe that's why chatzi shir is asman atar. If that's the case, by Bishop Basav Echalov, I didn't have to cook a half a shir. I could have cooked an entire shir. And being that had I cooked an entire shir, it would have been asr. So maybe when I cook a chatzi shir, it's also going to be asr. In other words, Prima Gadam is clarifying, what is the lumdus of chazik letzarufa? Is the lumdus of chazik letzarufa that after I eat the half a shir, I can eat another half a shir? Or is the lumdus of chazik letzarufa that when I ate the half a shir, I could have eaten more? If it's after I eat, I could always eat another because it's going to be mitzdar b'dei achilas pras. By Bishop Basav Echalov, you don't have a way to be mitzdar of two half a bishels. If it's that I could have eaten more, by Bishop Basav Echalov as well, I could have cooked more. And if that's the case, maybe I would have the halach of chatzis shir asam and atayra. This is the suffix hagadol of the Prima Gadim in his psicha koileles tiyaridea. The truth is, the Prima Gadim in another place clears this identical shaila. And this is in Yerideya Simon Samachay. This is in Hilchis Gidan Nasha. The Prima Gadim clears, if somebody would eat a chatzi shir of Gidan Nasha, would there be chatzi shir asam in Atayra, or would there not be chatzi shir asam in Atayra? Again, it's Pashi, you're not going to get Malkus. But would there be chatzi shir asam in Atayra, or would there not be chatzi shir asam in Atayra? What did it start him? Says the Prima Gadim Haflavafel. We learned the Gemara earlier this week, where the Gemara says that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the halacha if somebody took Eiver Menachai and he cracked it in half and he ate each half individually? Would we say that he would get Malkus now, assuming the two halves made a whole that's a shear? Or would we say that two achilos apachas mikashir is not mitzdarif by Eva Menachai? What's the shaila? So says Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's because really this whole idea that two achilos could be mitzdarif b'kdei achilas pras is a very big chiddush. The fact that there's a concept of gezayis b'dei achilas pras. If that's the case, it's makom to say that the only time you say the chiddush of gezayis b'dei achilas pras is when it comes to a regular lav. But the lav of Eva Menachai is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the shir is not just the basar, it's basar gidim v'atzamas. Being that it's a chiddush, ein lo chabay elo chidushay, and maybe there's no halacha gezayis b'dei achilas pras, and that was Rish Lakish shaila to Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody would eat Eva Menachai, but he did it in two achilos, where it was mitzdarif b'dei achilas pras, do you say you have the regular halach of kizayis b'dei achilas pras, or do you say it's a chiddush? Eiver Menachai is a very mechudush diga parsha. The ein lo chabay elo chiddush. What Rabbi Yochanan say? Potter. If somebody would eat two half a shiurim of Eiver Menachai, they would not be mitzdarif. Why wouldn't they be mitzdarif? Again, because it's a chiddush. Ein lo chabay elo chiddush. There's no halach kizayis b'dei achilas pras. Says the Prima Gadim. This is in Hilchas Gid Anosh and Simon Samachay. That's poshet. That just like Eiver Menachai is a chiddush, Gid Anosh is also a chiddush. It's the biggest chiddush in the world. Because it's an Eitz Ba'alma, the Gemara says. And afilu hachi, you find that it's asr. If that's the case, Dr. Prima Gadim, it's pasha to me in math, that just like Rabbi Yochanan said in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, chilkoi mi bachutz by Eva Menachai, and he ate them in two shots, it wouldn't be mitzdarif. When it comes to Gidan Nasha, it's going to be the same halach. If that's the case, says the Prima Gadim, here's my suffix. Is there chatzi shir by Gidan Asha or not? It's totally in how you understand the svar of the Gemara in Yumad Afayin Dalin Amad Aleph of Chazik Litztarufe. If Chazik Litztarufe means that after I eat a half a shir, I can always eat another half a shir, and it's going to be mitzdarif. Well, when it comes to Gidan Asha, it can't be mitzdarif. Why not? Because that's Rabbi Yochanan's member by Eva Menachai. And what Rabbi Yochanan said by Eva Menachai, Zok to Prima Gadim is pasha to me, would apply to Gidan Asha as well. So if the two achilos can't be mitzdar if you don't have the svar of chazik letzarufa. But if chazik letzarufa doesn't mean that after I eat a half a shir, I could always be mitzdar if it were another half a shir. Chazik letzarufa means that I could have lechatchila eaten more. If chazik letzarufa means that lechatchila I could have eaten more, well, if that's the case, when it comes to Gidan Asha, I also lechatchila could have eaten more. By Eva Menachai, also lechatchila you could always have eaten more. And if that's what chazik shir, chazik letzarufa means, then chatzi shir would be asam in atayra. In other words, the Prima Gadim shaila in the psicha koilelas tiyaradeya, whether this chatzi shir asam in atayra, when it comes to bishul basav v'chalav, is the same exact Shaila, as the Prima Gadim Shaila, in Yerudea Simon Samachay, whether this Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah as it relates to the Isra Achila of Gidanasha. It all boils down how you understand the Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma Dafayin Dalar Med Aleph, where the Gemara explains the Svara of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah is because it's Chazik Litztarufe. If Chazik Litztarufe means that after I ate my half a shir, I could eat another half a shir, which would retroactively mean that what I ate now was really a Maisa Isser, and that's why I view it today, even without eating the other half a shir, as if it's Asser. Well, if that's the case, I don't think that's true, says the Prima Gadim by Bishul Basav Echalav, and I don't think that's true when it comes to Achilas Gidanasha. If Chazik Litztarufe means, not after I eat a half a shir, I could eat another half a shir, but I could have eaten a full share when I only ate the half a share. Well, that's true for Bishul Basav Echalav as well. You could have cooked the full share. And that's true for Gidanasha. You could have eaten the entire share. And if that's the case, you would have Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayra by Bishul Basav Echalav, and you would have Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayra when it comes to the Isser of Gidanasha. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel, by the lav of Gidanasha, so he brings the second Prima Gadim that we mentioned, the Prima Gadim Simen Samachay, and he says that even though the Prima Gadim had a suffix, had to learn this Gemara, but the Shagas Aryeh, a contemporary of the Prima Gadim, another one of the great 18th century Gaonim, he, in Simen Pei Aleph, took on one side very, very clearly. The Shagas Aryeh declares whether this Chatzi Shir Asim an HaTorah by the lav of Bal Yeiro, Bal Yimotze. This is like a classic Shabbos HaGadol halachic portion of Drasha. Dvarim Atikin. But the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph, he declares whether this Chatzi Shir Asim an HaTorah when it comes to the lav of Bal Yeiro, Bal Yimotze or not. Zok, the Shagas Aryeh, it's Pasha to me, no. He says, you know why? Because why did Rabbi Yochanan say Chatzi Shir Asim an HaTorah? Because it's Chazik Litztarufe. What does Chazik Litztarufe mean? That if I have a half, and then I mitztaruf, I tack on another half, b'kneas chilas pras, they're going to be mitztaruf. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if somebody would have a half a shear of chametz in his house, he would get rid of it. And then afterwards, he would have another half. And they both happened within a certain time frame. Would they be mitztaruf? No way. It's 0 + 0 = 0. The only time you find tziruf is when it comes to achila. It's in this chiddush of gezayis b'achilas pras. But by the lava by Rabbi Yimotzeh, you're not going to have it. So zok the Shagas Aryeh, it's pasha to me that by Rabbi Yimotzeh, by Yimotzeh, there's no Chatzi Shir. Zok the Michas Chinuch, it was so posh at the Shagas Aryeh, it's totally how you learn the Gemara in the Fayin Dalet. It's totally the Prima Gadim's Chakira. In other words, Bishloima and Chinami, if you learn Chazik the Starufi, means that after I do a half a shir, I could be Mitzdarif another half a shir, then I agree. But if Chazik the Starufi means not that now I could be Mitzdarif, but I could have been Mitzdarif, I could have done more Lechatchilo. So by Rabbi Yimotzeh, I also could have done more Lechatchilo. The Teretz is the Shagas Aryeh Nem done for a Dava Pashat. What does the Gemara mean when it says Chazik the Starufi, that after I do half, I could always add on another half? Well, if that's the case, you see, the Mashan is stopping. HaPrima Gadim in his Psicha Koileles and in Simen Samachay was Pshitole LaShagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Aleph. This is the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. That means there's another Tzushtal to this. And that is, okay, this is all raid we've spoken about over the years. And that is the Rambam in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, says Ha'oichol Min HaChametz Atzmai BePesach Kolshu. If somebody eats a Kolshu of chametz on Pesach, hareza asim in haTorah, shenemar, it says lo yoichel chametz. Send Torah, thou shalt not eat chametz. Somebody eats a kolshu, he's over in Isadei Reitzav. Af al pisha inechayiv karis oy karbin el al kajir shu kezayis. Even though you're not going to be punished, there's no karis, there's no carbon, unless you eat a kezayis. But at the same time, it's aser, and you're going to be makinois and makas mardus, you're going to get makas mardus. The Rambam brings a pasuk, a special pasuk to teach us that if somebody would go and somebody would eat Pachis mikazayas of chametz on Pesach, you would get malchus. No, the Torah says you can't eat chametz on Pesach. You don't need a special pasuk for that. The Torah says it a bunch of times. But there's a shear. The shear is a kazayas. As the Rambam, what if you eat less than a kazayas? Eat a kolshu. It's also awesome in that Torah. Because it says, lo yoichol chametz, freik de kesef mishnah. I quote, kashali, lomali kra b'chametz b'pesach, ha b'chol yisurim shebetorach, kaim along chatzi shear awesome in that Torah. In Kol HaTorah Kula Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. And if that's the case, why do I need a special pasuk by Chametz? V'tzorichin, says the Kesmish. I have no Havana. I can't for the life of me understand Pashup Shan in this Rambam. The Rambam needed a pull out a Pasuk to teach me that if somebody eats Pachas Mikashir of Chametz on Pesach, it's Aser. Of course it's Aser. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzishir Aser Menater. Now let's explain the Kash a little better. Bishleim of the Halacha would be you get Malkus. There's a real Oynish. Oh, that's a Chiddish. Because Chatzishir Aser Menater, but there's no Oynish. But the Rambam says clearly, V'afal Pishen Echayv Chorus like Korbin. El Al Kijir Shukazayas. V'Eichel Pachas Mikazayas, Mezim Makan, I say only Makas Marta. See, anyways, not being punished, really. So if you're not being punished anyways, it's a regular answer. Regular answer. Chatzish is asman atayra. Why do I need a separate pasuk for tzarichin? The noy de Yehuda in a tshuva and Rab Kiva Eger in a tshuva. Shneim the schavnu l'davar echad. They both said, "I'm going to tell you maybe why the Rambam needed a pasuk." What would be if somebody would eat a half a zayas of chametz, achrin shal Pesach, mamish by shkiyas acham? So this guy made it through the whole Pesach, but he couldn't control himself at the last second. At mamish, as the curtain is, at the last second, he says, "You know something? I'm gonna chop a right. Let me quickly chop." And he goes ahead and he eats a half a shear. Would he be over for chatzis shear osman atayra, or would he not be over for chatzis shear osman atayra? Zoktenoy to be hudan Reb Kiva Eger, he wouldn't be over for chatzis shear osman atayra. You know why? Because why is chatzis shear osman atayra? Because it's chazil, it's tarufe. That's why. It's osman atayra because it's chazil, it's tarufe. I could always eat another half a shear. This guy can't eat another half a shear. You know why? Because too late. Because the minute you're ready to have another shear, it's hati, you can eat pizza already. It's Motzei Yontif. At that point, it's going to be mutter. So you don't have the svar of chazil et starufe. Dr. Rambam, even that guy is going to be over in Isser. You know what? Because it says in Torah Le'echo Chametz. And there's a new Isser for someone that needs a pachas mikashir, even though you don't have the svar of chazil et starufe. But what do you see from the Noi Debi Yehudem for Rab Kiva Eger? They named on like the Shagas Aryeh. They both named on the chatzis shir osman atar chazil et starufe means bepoil it has to be chazil et starufe. Not I could have eaten more during the time that I had, because if that was the case, every time that you eat, even at the last second before Yontem, I could have just taken a bigger bite. I could have just taken a little bit more. The teretz is because then neming on chazin tzarufim means I need to physically be mitzarif, and I have no time to go ahead and be mitzarif. In other words, what the Prima Gadim was mesupik about with regards to bishul bas of a chalav, and with regards to Achilas Gidan Nasha, we have from the Shagasai regarding the Lavza by Rabbi Matze, and from the Yehuda Reb Kiva Eger with regards to the Isser Achilas Chametz, we're jumping all over the place here, a real smorgasbord of Machalos Asuras. But this is like a real smorgasbord, right? So you have over here, Luchura, this Graysa Graysa Chakira. Prima Gadim was Mesupik, how to learn the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Dalar Madav. What is the Svar of Chazik Litzterufi? Is it that after I ate a half a share, I could have eaten another half a share? Or when I ate the half, I could have technically gone ahead and ate more? Prima Gadim wasn't sure. And that's why you had a suffix, whether you say chatzin shir asam and atayra as it relates to Bishop Basav Chalav, and whether you say chatzin shir asam and atayra with regards to the Isra Achil of Gidan Asha. The Shagasariya held for a double pasha chatzin shirufi means you have to be mitzdarif. And he said, that's why there's no Isra chatzin shir when it comes to Bayra Bayamatse. And the Yudra Kivegan Nemdan on as well, and they were miyashiv the tzarech in of the Kesef Mishnah in the Ram Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perak Alva Lach Zayin. That's why the Ram need a special pasuk to tell me that there's Isra chatzin shir when it comes to Chametz Pesach, I take it's chatzin shir asam and atayra. The terrorists is a chapen afkimin if you did it at the last second of Achrin Shal Pesach. But I just want to end with one last ta'ara, a beautiful maramak in base medrash beloy chiddush, and that is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. It's the first halach in Hilchas Geneva, Perak Aleph Halach Aleph. Kol agoynev mamoin mishava pruta umayla over aloisase shenemar loisignoivu. If somebody goes ahead and he steals a shava pruta or more, he's over the lav of loisig naivu. Stating that, asr lignoiv kol shu dintar. Even though that's true, but you're not allowed to steal even a kol shu midei reis. So the Rambam Shita, Perak Alpha Locha Beis Hilchas Geneva is that when it comes to Geneva, you can't steal from somebody even a kol shu. In Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, the Rambam says, also in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr. Even though the pasuk's talking about a shavu pruta, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr. The Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchas Geneva and Perak Aleph Halacha Beis in Hilchas Gizela says the same exact halacha. Asa lignoiv kol shu dintayr, that's in Hilchas Geneva, va'asa ligzal kol shu dintayr, that's in Hilchas Gizela. If you take a look at the Rambam, in the beginning of, if you take a look at the Magen Mishnah, On that Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, the Magen Mishnah says, quote, Asr lignoy v'chulu. It's referring to Asr lignoy kol shud entire. Mefurish perik arba mislis daf nun zayin amad aleph. It's Mefurish in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 57a. V'din pachas mishava pruta b'mamayin k'din chatzi shebisur. And by the way, this whole idea that you'd be chayev for a pachas mikashir, oh, it's like chatzi shir asman atayra. The Rambam Shita is like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir asman atayra. It's true for macholis asurais. Right, we discussed it in the context of so many lavin. There's no reason that it shouldn't be true with regards to Geneva as well. In Hilchas Gzeila Vaveda, Va'atzal Ligza Kol Shu Din Teira, says the Magid Mishnah, Zem Mizbarer B'sugya Da Arba Misois, 57a. You hear the dick? Do this one more time. Hilchas Geneva. Also, lignay v'chulam mefurish perik arba misois 57a. V'din paches mishava pruta b'mamin k'din chatzis shebiyisur. Hilchus gzeila. V'also ligza kol shudin tayrus and mispara besugid arba misois 57a. Leaves out the second part. The Rambam in Hilchus Geneva says that v'din paches mishava pruta b'mamin is k'din chatzis shebiyisurim. But in Hilchus gzeila v'aveda, the Rambam doesn't say that. He just brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, same Gemara he brings in both places. Here he's masberit al chatzis shebiyisurim and atayra. And over there in Hilchus Gzeila Vaveda, he's not masbered al chatzis shasman atayra. So I saw Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in his svarim. He's matmiya on this beautiful subtle dick. Such a subtle dick. But why did the Rambam invoke the sugya of chatzis shasman atayra in Hilchus Geneva, but he didn't invoke the sugya of chatzis shasman atayra in Hilchus Gzeila Vaveda? These are identical halachas. The Rambam made a beeline to the same Gemara, Sanhedrin and Zayin, but here he added the one line, a sefer. Oh, it's chatzis shasman atayra. Pachs b'shavar putas like pachs m'kazayas. And in Hilchus Gzeila Vaveda, the Rambam did not add that line. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, Odover Nifla. He says, why is it that Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra? So he brings from the Gedali Achroinim, and our list is the Shagas Aryeh and the Noidib Yehuda and Rab Kiva Eger, that it's based on the fact that Chazilit Starufe, meaning after you do the half the shir, you could always go ahead and do another half the shir. He says, I want to ask you a question. If somebody would steal from somebody Pachas Mishava Pruta, and then he would go and he would steal from that person another Pachas Mishava Pruta, would the two pachas mishava prutas be mitzdarif, or would they not be mitzdarif? Says Reb Tzvi Pesach, here's my muscharishan. My muscharishan is they won't be mitzdarif. You know why? Because the Gemara says in that very same sugya, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, and it says it elsewhere as well, that a person, a yid is moichel, if somebody takes from him pachas mishava pruta. And being that a yid is moichel, so there's mechila. It's yours. You don't have to give it to me anymore. So once I'm moichel you, you don't owe it to me. You stole another half. Oh, whatever. That's another half that I'm moichel. Maybe at some point I'll stop being moichel. But once I'm moichel. Right? If you chip away, then at some point I'll get the memo. But the bottom line is, until you chop, this person is moichel. If there's mechila, it doesn't pass chazil et starufe. Zok Reb Tzvi Pesach. What's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? Right, we know the gazlan doesn't pay kefil, the ganav pays kefil. What's the difference? The gazlan looks you between the eyes, vayigzal achonis miyad amitzri, and he takes it. The ganav goes in a cunning way, he goes in a discreet way. When someone is a gazlan, you know he's a gazlan. When someone is a ganav, you don't necessarily know that he's a ganav. Zok Reb Tzvi Pesach, in Hilchis Gzela, in Hilchis Gezela, the Rambam says you're not allowed to steal Pachas Mishava Pruta. He knew it from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Rambam, I'm wondering, you think this has something to do with Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra? Can't be. You know why? Because the guy knows you stole, and we have an implied umdina that he was Meichel. Once he's Meichel, it's not Chazil, it's Tarufa if he would steal another half a shir. As a result, this can't have nothing to do with Chatzis Shir. Anything to do with Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra. And it's for that reason, it's Pashit. This must be just a separate halach. But in Hilchis Geneva, where the Nignav doesn't know that it was taken away from him, he doesn't know to be Meichel. He doesn't know to be Meichel. If he would know about it, he would be Meichel. What's the answer to that? We passing like Abaya, Yish Le Midas Le Have Yish, not for now, right? But that's Shitas Abaya, Yish Le Midas Le. I think we touched on enough big sugis in this rabbi. Yish Le Midas Le Have Yish, Yal Kaga. But here's the point. Being that Bike Navy doesn't know about it, say he doesn't know to be Michael. If he doesn't know to be Michael, it's Chazil et Starufe. If it's Chazil et Starufe, Gival, Vadin Pachas, Mishavar Purta Bamam, Kidin Chazishim, Yisurim, it's going to work with Chazishir. Al Koponim, Zog, Rapsi Pesa, could be. That's the this pshat in this such subtle dig in the Magen Mishnah? You know what the Magen Mishnah is being megalutas? Talk about teaching us a yisoid gadol in such a subtle way. In Hilchas Gzeilah Aveda, where there's a mechila, there's no chazilat starufe. If there's no chazilat starufe, there can't be chatzishir. In Hilchas Geneva, he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know to be meichel. He doesn't know to be meichel. It is chazilat starufe. If it's chazilat starufe, it's not over there. You're going to have chatzishir. But this, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, is only true if you learn like the Shagasarye, you learn like the Noidib Yehuda, you learn like Rabbi Kiv Eger, that the way Chazilat Starufe works is that it physically requires you to be able to do another act for it to be Mitzdar. But if the way Chazilat Starufe works is I could have Lechatchil, so by Gnei Gzel, I could have stolen enough where there wouldn't be a Shir Mechilo, and Avad you would have Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayra. But the Magen Mishnah, Zok Rab Tzvi Pesach, held like the Shagasarye, he held like the Noidib Yehuda, he held like Reb Kiva Eger, that Chazilat Starufe means that it physically has to be Chazilat Starufe. And if that's the case, that's the diuk, why in Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam, or the Magid Mishnah, invoked Chatzishir Asim and Atayra. And in Hilchas Gzeilo, he did not invoke Chatzishir Asim and Atayra. Just to really come full circle, and that is that we said that the Noidib Yehuda, Reb Kiva Eger, they said their Yisoid to answer who's Kasha? The Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Why did the Rambam need a pasuk to teach me? Chatzi Shir Bechametz is Asim Midei Raisa. Typically, Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra. And the Kesef Mishnah Blayb Tzarechin. What would be a geshmak pshat in why the Kesef Mishnah wouldn't have answered the Kasha the way Reb Kiva Eger and the Neidib Yehuda answered? It's because maybe the Kesef Mishnah held that the way Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra works is not that I could be mitzarefit later. It's that I could have done more. So what was the teretz? Teretz was that what would be a case where I eat it mamish by shkia where there's no time anymore for it to be mitzaref? That's all true if I needed papayel to be mitzaref. But Chatzi Tzaruvi just means I could have earlier made kar, I could have had more, then that svar is not going to be a svar. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah, maybe, Kesef Mishnah is a raya from the fact that he blayb tzarechin, he didn't say what the Noidib Yehuda Reb Kiva Eger said, that he must have held like the other tzad. The tzad, the Chazilat Starufi, doesn't mean that I bepoyel could be mitzdarif. But Chazilat Starufi means that I could have done more. All I was missing was in shir. If that's the case, it's really a machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. From Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's diyukim in the Magid Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gezela, you see that he held like the Shagas Aryeh, and you see he held like the Noidib Yehuda and Reb Kiva Eger, that Chazilat Starufe means that after I do a half a shir, I have to be able to do another half for it to go and be mitzdarif. And that's this diyuk. That's true by Geneva, it's not true by Gezela, because by Gezela there's always going to be a mechila. Whereas the Kesef Mishnah, from the fact that he blayb tzarechin on the Rambam, and he didn't answer like the Gedolei Achrayim answered, because he held Chazilat Starufe, it doesn't require me to be able to be mitzdar. The fact that all I'm lacking is shir, that enough is going to be aser. In other words, the prima gadim suffix of exactly how chatzi shir aser min atayr works. His shaila, whether it's chatzi shir by Bishul Basav Echalov, whether this chatzi shir with regards to achilas gidanasha, his suffix in the Gemara chazilat starufe could be really as machloikis between the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. The bottom line is, again, this very yisodi chakira in terms of how to understand Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We discussed it in the context of Bishul Basav Echalov, Achivas Gid Hanasha, Bal Yeroi Bal Yematze, Chometz Pachas Mikashir, Geneva Pachas Mishavah Pruta, Gzela Pachas Mishavah Pruta. At first glance, this would seem to be a huge chakira, a huge machloikis, Ach Roinim, and we will stop here.